Ever since a 3.5-year-old doe from northwestern Wisconsin tested positive for CWD, there has been speculation about whether the deer was native to the north. There were suggestions that the deer had wandered more than 150 miles from the southern CWD zone, or that it was purposely brought to the Shell Lake area. But a collaboration between the DNR and the University of Wisconsin-Madison all but proves the infected deer is a native of the north. Kurt Thiede is the DNR's Lance Division Administrator.
So we figured since we had the opportunity to collect DNA samples from this deer as well, that we would do the analysis and just kind of help, like I had mentioned earlier, just give us one more piece of information as we start putting this puzzle together.
Dr. Mike Samuel is an associate professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says the DNA test showed the deer had an 80% probability of origin from the Shell Lake region versus a 10% probability that it came from southern Wisconsin. Dr. Samuel says his lab is also testing to see how long the doe was carrying CWD.
The longer that's out there being infectious, the more opportunity it has to infect other deer.
The DNR says the DNA test results won't change the agency's surveillance efforts. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.